John chapter 5. Are we still going to be talking about context a little bit this week? And the most dangerous thing that we do is take stuff out of context. I believe that's why he was so adamant when saying the letter itself killeth. That's a strong statement. That's a strong statement to tell you that this holy Bible that you're reading will kill you. That's strong. You know, we so hindsight, and we didn't heard the Bible been here for so long, and we've been reading it for so long that we kind of just be like, yeah, amen. You know, and we don't really understand and think about what we're reading. I also realize too that we don't really read the Bible well. Like we don't slow down and read the Bible as well as we should. And so we don't pay attention. What I realized today, and so we're gonna talk about context, but the Bible is a compilation of books. Ain't nobody just sat down and wrote the Bible. Now the illusion about writing a book or having a book is that it was just sat down and written. Like that book, Living by the Book you got right there. They probably sat down and God said, I'm gonna write this book. Now he might have compiled some teachings or different things, but he was trying to write the book from beginning to end. When you read the Bible, it's tricky because it's not all chronological. Like the Gospels came way after Jesus. Matthew wasn't sitting there writing it while Jesus said it. Oh, let me write that one down. That's a good note. No, these are accounts after. Luke ain't even walk with Jesus. Luke was homeboys with Peter. I mean, with Paul. Luke wrote most of the stuff about Paul, too. All right, everybody say context. It's a problem when you begin and sometimes you gotta, you ever had to rebuild before? Like you gotta rebuild something, like you work something out and it's like, I gotta finish, start from the beginning again and rebuild. Sometimes you gotta do that with your belief system and with your understanding and with your faith. Because sometimes you ever hook something up and it didn't work? Come on, like you got a desk, but you got a bunch of screws left. This looks important. So you just put it in the drawer and kind of tuck it away and hopefully it'll stand up, right? Or you put something together and it didn't work like the instructions said it was supposed to work. And so now you got to break it back down because you missed a part that was important. Sometimes with our faith and with our understanding of it, because maybe sometimes why our faith hadn't been working. Maybe sometimes why the truth hadn't been working for us, because maybe there's some pieces missing that we didn't quite put in the right place. So sometimes you got to rebuild your understanding. So, you know, if you've learned to study the word and kind of do a word search, most messages, most sermons, are word searches with commentary. What you want to preach on today? Go, pick a subject. I'm serious, I'm asking. Pick a subject. Love, okay, so. We're going to find our concordance and look up the word love and find all the scriptures that say love and write them down. And we're going to go to work. And then when we preach it, we're going to turn to 1,000,001 scriptures. Turn your Bible there, 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 turn your Bible there. Really, a lot of times, one scripture will take you a whole service. Whoo, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you can take one, if you really get the context out of it, yeah, it'll keep you there for a little while. Keep you there for a good while because it has so much depth in the Word of God. But we do a word search. So you turn over there and then you start saying how you feel about that scripture. It's commentary. Most of the time, that's what it is. You get it? And it's very dangerous because you cannot build your faith off of commentary. It's very dangerous because you cannot build your faith off of word searches. Because the number one thing that you're missing when you're searching these words, the Bible says search the scriptures, don't say search these words. The main thing that you're missing is context. So I believe Jesus was very intentional when he said, now slow down now. I've been reading scripture for a long time, but now it's hitting me a little different. Right now, at this particular moment that I'm talking to y'all, it's hitting me a little different what he meant by search the scriptures. Like, I really want you to search these scriptures. Right. Search because in them you think you have eternal life. He said, in them you think you have eternal life. And he said, and I always thought it was but he says, and they which testify of me. But then he said, but you won't come to me. Because you stopped somewhere where you didn't pick up the thing that you wanted. Mm-hmm. See, it's not about searching for the thing that you want. So now, you know, you got something that you're believing for. So you find all your word searches for that and get to quoting them scriptures. Anybody ever done that before? Come on, we learned this in Word of Faith. Didn't we? Find a scripture on it. Right? And it was good. It's been good. I'm not knocking it. I'm not. Second grade was good too. I ain't playing nobody. Third grade was real good. Fourth grade was good, but it wasn't graduation. Finished fourth grade, now it's time to graduate. I'm not knocking fourth grade. Fourth grade was good for its time. Fifth grade too. Oh, come on. They was all good for their time. But I couldn't graduate. Did I complete it? All of these. So it was good for his time, but we take so you quoting the scripture. And you confess the scripture. We've been doing it for a while. Have you ever quoted and it didn't come? Huh? Answer me. Have you ever quoted and it didn't show up? Yeah. That's a real thing. Possibly because of context. Because it could have been something. You can't go on a word search to find out what you want. You can't go on a word search to find out what you will. The word of God is a person. His name is Jesus. And so when you find him, you find you. This is really our identity. But I can't get to the identity without context. So we go through, and it's almost like I can see an eagle flying over the water and go through him, grab some out of the water and then gone. That's how we read the Bible. How we read the scripture. We take this proverb, and then we never take into account who said this proverb. Right? Who said this proverb? Well, how was his life? Right? When he's telling me about this part of my life, was it matching? Right? See, all this goes back to Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate context. Jesus gives context to everything. Come on, y'all. The gospel, the red words, give context to the entire Bible. You see why everybody after him, everybody before him was like they was. Jesus give context to great, context. Everybody say context. We're still talking about, you know, we're talking about literary context and historical context, geographical context. It's context. I need to know what comes along with the text that I'm reading. I need to know the whole story. Because if I don't know the whole story, I saw somebody put this online today on somebody tweeted this and they said, the worst thing that creatives do, people that are creative, is to make what they do look easy. Right? And I added on to it, I said, oh, they don't tell the whole story, good and bad. So now I think you're Superman. I was reading about Jesus the other day. Context. Everybody say context. You remember when because Easter, so we come up to, right? So everybody gonna be really reading about Jesus this week. We really going in for the Lord this week, right? You remember when he went to when he was going and he was going to pray and he took Peter, James, and John with him. And this is when they're about to come take him. And I'm reading it. You know, he brought him out there and he said, y'all pray and watch. He's really trying to tell them, watch, don't let nobody come run up on me while I'm praying. Right? I don't know what we thought watch and pray was. He's like, no, y'all better watch. You pray and you better watch. Because Jesus hadn't, you know, at this particular time, he about to ask, Lord, if you can't let this cup pass me. So he hadn't really made up his whole mind that he was about to go. I wouldn't ask that. So now he's like, look, y'all watch my back. Because I know I've been telling y'all they're going to kill me, but I'm not so sure. See, you got to read the story, get the context. Then it says he came back. Then he starts talking about, the scripture says he was sore amazed. You remember reading that part? He was sore amazed. And I said, well, what is sore? I don't use that terminology. What does sore amazed mean? So I'm like, well, what's the Greek? Clicking the concord with the Greek. And it said he was frightened. He was upset. He was kind of panicking. He was terrified. I ain't trying to take nothing away from, it actually doesn't take anything away from, see, courage is defined by your fear. Whoo! I don't even know you're courageous until you kind of nervous about it. Are y'all understanding me? Yes, even your faith sometimes, we don't know how much you got to go through or how resilient you've been until it's like you had a chance to. I heard that requirements take away the love. When I'm required to do something, you don't really know why I'm doing it. Okay. It takes away the power for why I'm doing it, because I'm required to do it. Right. Now I'm a robot. Right. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? So he had to have a choice not to go. That gave the power to him going. That. So now I'm so amazed. He was terrified. And I you know, the stories we're going to see this week, he was like, he was ready to go. I knew my time was coming. Stabbed me in my side. Put the cross. No. See, he was so amazed. The context of this gives me context. So now when I know I trip a little bit, right, I'm a little panicking. It ain't about nobody stabbing me or nothing like that, right? But I know when I'm panicking a little bit about the little things that I'm panicking about every time I compare it to the context of Jesus. Then I realize that I'm not tripping. I don't beat myself down because I might have panicked a little bit, because outside of my panic comes my progress. I can progress outside of panic. Y'all get it? But the context gives me context. Jesus gives everything context. But if we don't rightly divide, we don't go into it, if we don't take our time and stop being biblically selective and taking the things that we want so that we can get the things that we want, and not looking for identity, when we stop doing that, we begin to see the whole picture. You get it? It's not fair. It's not fair to not have the whole picture. You don't need to teach me nothing if you're not going to teach me all of it. Don't tell me how many times you succeed if you're not going to tell me how many times you fail. Everybody say context. Come on. Anybody ever had a bad year? You had a year that was kind of rough? You had a rough patch, right? It's part of your story. I don't you leave that out when you're talking to me. Don't witness to be about nothing. If you ain't giving me all the, you got context. You see, I don't mean to spill your beans. You know when you're ready to say whatever you're ready to say, and who could take whatever they could take. But it's part of your story. I'm 35. I've been on the earth 35 years. I can't skip 21 to 24 and take that out the store. I can't do it if I wanted to. Somebody know. That's a part. That's the context. That's what make my life what it is right now. All of those things. And so everything. We've got to take the context. So now John 5:9, he says, search the scriptures. How much searching of the scriptures did you do? Do you do? He didn't say meditate. He said, search them. You ever look for, excuse me, I ain't gonna go through your bag, but it's like, I ain't gonna go, but it's like, right, like, yeah, you gotta search. You got to search. And you got to search and begin to dig and find out what's going on and flip over some of those scriptures. Well, hold on, what was going on right here? Well, hold on. Why did he say like that? Why they were standing over there like that? Why he only took Peter, James, and John with him? Like, these are the type of things you start asking. Ask these questions. We asking the Holy Ghost random things. And he'd be like, search the scriptures. Most of the time, that's what the Holy Ghost is doing. He's not getting nothing else. Can I be honest with you? What's going to be pointing back to his word? He's pointing back to these red words. And said, if you just calm down and slow down and read a little bit, you'll see what I'm saying right here. I'm going through a process right now. I think it's like maybe the fifth or sixth day. I'm not sure what day it is. But we're reading through the Gospels. Do about 3 chapters a day, starting from Matthew's 1, you get it done in about 30 days, right? Which I'm not trying to conquer it. I'm really trying to context. That's another thing about scripture. You conquer and don't get context. How many scriptures you can quote? Go. Quote one. Somebody quote a scripture. Somebody, oh, Jesus. Come on. All right, listen. Just somebody quote one scripture. Somebody quote one scripture. Jesus wept. Huh? Jesus wept. All right, that's a good one. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What come before that one? I don't know what that is. It's the beginning of the chapter. I'm not playing, but this is Jesus wept. What come right before Jesus wept? We might know the story a little bit, but like, what does the scripture say? Or after, you know what I'm saying? And this is not once again, y'all, because I don't know what came before neither, right? Like, it's not a who know what. No, but like, you know a lot of scripture, but sometimes you don't know what the context is. I used to do when I learned it when I was young, and you should learn scripture. I learned in 1 Peter 2:24, who's on so bad, I sins only by the untruth, being dead, sins living right, but who's right? Yeah, curse one to hang on to, right? I don't know what come before that or after. Who was y'all talking to? I didn't care who they were talking to. I needed a healing. I didn't care about the people. All the person talking. All I care about was my trail. And my stomach was hurting when I was little. At least some of you pray for yourself. And I learned this. It's good stuff you learn. But so now I'm a coach. I'm selective. Come on, name a scripture that you know. And then see how many of them you know before that. Who's the author? Right? What was his background? Or her background? Right? I found out Peter was racist. So now I got to bring things in context. I got to bring some of this up. Come on, y'all. Come on. I got to bring some of the stuff that Peter said in context. Now, because and they called him on the carpet in the Bible. So they wanted everybody to know. Everybody say context. See, context is very, 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 very important. Even when you're telling a story, or you're talking about a story, you can't leave stuff out. If you leave details out, can't nobody, you go to the doctor. Your shoulder hurt. Now you went to the doctor because they're going to help you, right? Supposedly, right? And you go up there and say, my shoulder's hurting. He said, where at? First of all, this would be terrible if you lied about where at. It hurting up here, but you told him back there, right? First of all, that's a problem, out of context. But let's just say you told him the truth about where it's hurting at. But you know, why it's hurting? I don't know, I just woke up and it was hurting. You knew that you slipped. When you was moving too fast, or you knew you was moving too fast and ran into that wall, or that door, you know you did that. But you don't tell the doctor. You don't give him no context. Then I don't really know if he know what to, like, just, well, yeah, he don't know if he got to knock it back in place. What kind of door did you hit? Oh, you was playing football. Like, I'm just, whatever it is, you got to give context in order to get some truth about the matter. You'll never reach truth, which again, I'm going to say it now, truth is a person. It's not a thing. Truth is a person. But you never get to the truth without the context. What are they saying? Who are they talking to? Why are they talking to them that way? Are they? Is this a letter? The Bible is compiled of accounts, songs, and letters. It's a lot of literary form in there. What is this? What's going on? In one scripture I read the other day, they sang a song. Jesus them was singing. You never thought about Jesus as a singer, huh? I had a vision one time, boy, Jesus was singing. Yeah. He was just up in the air just singing. I saw his face. I was like, are you getting it, boy? You know, when you sing, you got to have an ugly face. Like, he was just getting it. I said, man, whatever song that is, I want that one. But I read the other day, they sang it. So one thing that we read, they were singing it. Him and the disciples. Jesus Christ and the disciples. Sound like a group, don't it? Context. You know, the context will keep you in there a little longer. It'll be more interesting. Stop reading for religious effect. What's the last rule book you read? Go. The last rule book. The last rule book, you're like, oh, boy, I can't wait to read this rule book. Come on. You read a rule book before, right? Whether it's in school or a new job or something like that, like when I'm driving, you got a rule book. Like, when the last time you read a rule, picked up a rule book? I got this on my Kindle right here. But this is a good book. When the last time you suggested the rule book? When's the last time? Not never. Why you treat the Bible like a rule book? Why do we approach it this way? Don't we? We've been doing it for years, don't we? Well, let me find out what the Bible say about it so I can do it that way. No, find out who you are and you can do it that way. Context. Everybody say context. Come on, say it again, context. Come on, say it again, context. What comes along with the text? And in John 5:39, Jesus told us what comes along with the text. Y'all there, John 5:39? He told us what came along with the text. He told us what true context is. Jesus told us in John chapter 5, read John chapter 5, verse 39, go. Verse 40. He just told you what the ultimate context is. Him. So when they say bring every thought to the obedience of, they're trying to tell you context. How many times you been trying to live outside of context? Been building your life on it. We build our lives biblically selective. With no context. And that's why we don't make no contact. And that's why sometimes things don't work. Because we don't get the ultimate context, which is Christ. Christ, you put this down, this is a great one. Christ is the ultimate context. Whatever you're reading should lead to him. You can't pick, listen. Dash, come here. Take my hand. All right, you got it? Now, take my hand to the other room. Go. Huh? Well, I don't care which room. Just take it to the other. Just take my hand.
I can't, though.
Huh? Can't. Why you can't just take my hand?
Because it's part of you.
The ultimate context. You can't take that scripture without the person. So you're going to take my hand, you better get all this coming.
Right.
And now when all this comes, you got to deal with all that. You got to deal with the whole body. You can't just take my hand. You can't just have the blessing. You got to get everything that comes along with the blessing. And thank you, bro. And it's a personality. It's a person that comes with it. The ultimate context is Christ. Say it. Say it again. One more time. Say it again. Now, every time, yo, listen to me. Every time that you read any scripture, you gotta have it in context. And so I'm going deeper now because, yes, read the scriptures before it. Yes, read the scripture. Yep, read the chapter. Read the chapter before. Find out what's going on. But then you gotta bring all that to Jesus. And what is this telling me about Jesus? When the last time that you read the book of Proverbs and asked what it's telling me about Jesus? You know you do the 31 days. When the last time you read any other script? Look, especially if it's not read. If the words ain't read, you definitely. Because letter itself kill it. In them scriptures, if you just looking at them scriptures, you're gonna keep thinking you got eternal life. But you got to meet the person. It's the ultimate context. Christ is the ultimate context. Say it.
Christ is the ultimate.
One more time. Come on, one more time. I want you to close your eyes real quick and imprint that in your mind real quick so you can print it so you'll never forget it. Say it.
Christ is the ultimate
context. I cannot go into this Bible. I don't care from Genesis to Revelation. I cannot go and pick no scriptures out of there without coming to Christ. I can't go read my good little devotion tomorrow. Who your devotion by? Whoever your devotion by, bring that thought to the obedience of Christ. How long we been doing it, okay? How long we been doing it? We've been doing it for a while, huh? We're taking these scriptures, and we've been trying to smear these scriptures all over the place. We hang them up on our walls. We put them on our screens, they on our phone. And then we'd had it on there for 3 years. And we still ain't seen that. So we've taken it away. You've disconnected it from the power. Your context will give you power. Come on. Come on. Y'all, we do it every day. We do it every day. Anybody got a toaster? Mm-hmm. Anybody got a toaster? Yeah. Anybody got a microwave? You use it? Mm-hmm. Anybody gonna charge their phone tonight? Mm-hmm. Yep. You got TV? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It ain't coming on unless it's plugged in. Mm-hmm. You can, oh, let me take the TV and I'm just gonna watch TV. No, you gotta have some context. Because if not, as a matter of fact, not only is it not gonna, it's useless. It's useless without the context. Without the context, no contact. Don't speed read. So you can say you've done your duty for Jesus this morning. Jesus didn't want that. He didn't ask you for that. If he wanted that, he'd have told you, that's what I want. Speed read in the morning. Excuse me. Speed read in the morning. Just read conquer the scriptures in the morning. That's what I want. Do that for me. He didn't ask for that. Did he ask for that? Find me. So search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and there they which testify of me. But obviously it's a possibility to search these scriptures and not get all the way to Jesus. Because he wouldn't have told me, you won't come all the way to me. If it was a possibility. Come on. Just for a quick second. I don't really got to teach no more class right now. Just if we just think about that for a quick second, that kind of fix everything. Huh? It's like a context. Christ is the what? Come on. Come on. Come on, say it. Christ is what? He's the ultimate context. Say it again. Well, say it 10 more times. Go. Hey, do it together, please. Y'all ready? 10 times. Ready to go. Lost your number, huh? Keep going. Might have got 11, 9, 11, whatever. Don't matter. Christ is
the ultimate context.
If I'm reading anything and I don't come to him and I don't find him, then I don't have any power. I ain't say it, he said it. The person brings the power. Now you can't just live by just some written words. You gotta have the person. I said in my last class, and I learned this, that the illusion of written word. The written word has an illusion, because you can take your you can take the book. Give me your book right there. You can take this book. And it's written by Howard G. Henderson and William Henderson. So you could take this book and you can sit it over here. And so it seems like when you pick this book, the words here stand alone. You know, y'all know Howard Hendricks? Y'all ever met him before? Y'all met, you know what he look like? All right. So it's real, it can be real elusive that this book can feel like it just stands alone and you never connect the person. You don't know who Howard Hendricks is or William Henderson. You don't know what their life is like. You don't know nothing. Y'all just listen to anybody preach? No, come on, y'all. Do y'all just listen to anybody preach? Why y'all don't do that? They preaching the gospel. They say they Christians. that's a whole nother rabbit hole right there, right? Why you just listen to everybody? Like take instructions from everybody? Why? Instructions are instructions. You don't know them. Oh, you don't know them. You say you don't eat from everybody either, right? You ever said that before? Yeah, I don't eat from everybody. I don't know what they doing in their house, right? Right? Why? Because you don't know them. You just go somewhere with anybody? Because you don't know. Why we do it in the scriptures? taking it around with you. We're never taking into account who's talking. Right? This is a funny scripture. Make sure I don't say this right. Before you take wisdom from somebody, take into account their wisdom. Okay? Like before you take wisdom and begin to apply, take their personality into account. Okay? I ain't say judge them. Don't be judgy. But you do have the old statement I said in my last, I'll say it again. The old statement was whenever reading a book, you gotta eat the head, spit out the stubble. Right? You're familiar with animals, cows, whatever, they eat hay. They'll spit out the stubble, like the little part of it that ain't the part that's good, that ain't the food. There's a little dirt hanging, they ain't supposed to be eating dirt, they should be out there eating dirt. So they ain't the part they want, so they spit that part out. A little stubble part. You ever eat sunflower seeds? Huh? Right. Yeah, you don't just, you spit out the seed. You ever ate fish? It had bones in it. That's why they warned you. Hey, they got little bones in here. So you got to chew slow. Right? You've got to take into context, even with your Holy Bible. The man already told us it'll kill us. The letter itself will kill you. But the Spirit give it life. Jesus said the same thing in John 5:39. So now you could be in your Holy Bible getting murdered. Okay, so I've said this before, but I'll say it again. So you gotta break down. You gotta break down some things so you can understand some things, right? Holy Bible is not in the Bible. The phrase Holy Bible, it's not in the Bible. Jesus didn't call it the Holy Bible. I don't even know if Jesus knew he was going to be in a Bible. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. He didn't say write these down so we can put it in the Bible. Y'all go read your own scripture. Don't get mad at me. Read your own scripture. He didn't say write these down. And really when he tell you write down, he said write it on the table of your heart. He said write these down and put it in the Bible. I don't know if Paul knew his letters were going to make it in the Bible. But it's a compilation of songs, accounts, and letters. Somebody put it together. And so now it's the Holy Bible. Bible comes from the word bibliotheca, that really means library. So that's where Holy Bible came from. So now you got to realize in these books, you need to search these scriptures. I don't care who said it. I had Solomon give me some wisdom, but then I went back and looked at him. I don't know, bro. So listen. So that's why Jesus said greater than Solomon. He's trying to tell you like because it already written down he's the wisest ever. So I got to tell you somebody better than him here, so you can build on me and not Proverbs. Proverbs got some cool stuff in there too. Yeah. Solomon had 1,000 women, 700 wives, 300 concubines. Same one that said you find a wife, find a good thing. I gotta get my context together. Y'all, I'm just, I ain't knocking. I'm just saying, I gotta get my context together. What are you telling me, bro? Then I bring it all to the obedience of Christ. And I start seeing truth about things. Do I throw away everything that Solomon said? Cause, no, you can't, because you had to throw you away. You throw away everybody because of something they done that wasn't so kosher. We all gone. Thank God for grace and mercy. It's all over if that's the case. But I still got to keep in context. Like, okay, bro. You get it? to come in contact. And then you have to bring every thought. I've seen, and don't get nervous about this. This is really not nothing to be nervous about. Just listen to what I'm saying. The word of God is Jesus. The word in the flesh is Jesus. Everything scales back to him. It all does. He doesn't change. He doesn't vary. He doesn't contradict himself. It is what it is, right? There's contradictions in other places in the Bible. Paul said some stuff that Jesus didn't say. I heard Jesus say one thing, and then Paul said the opposite thing one time, right? Like, Jesus said, don't call no man your father. Paul said, I'm your father, right? Not knocking Paul, but I got to bring everything into context. Then I got to really see what's going on, because maybe I could be failing. I got to go back. I'll tell my last class, sometimes I want to go back, and I've been preaching since I was 18. That's what I think about some of my old messages. I don't want these letters to make it in. You see what I'm saying? Because I didn't know then what I know now.
Right.
You get it? So it's like, I don't want to, don't pull out my archives. You know what I'm saying? I might have been fussing. I used to be fussing. See, why you don't love God? How you tell people that? You don't love God. Y'all might remember somebody used to preach. Y'all say why you don't love God, because you don't read every day. Why? The legalistic, like, terrible. No context. I was just living from where I was at. I ain't know. And I started realizing. And I'm going to be realizing more. It's the context. You got to take into context. And I love Jesus because, once again, Christ is what?
The ultimate.
Huh? Come on. Christ is what? Christ is the ultimate context. I have to bring everything to Christ. Are y'all with me? If Christ is the decipherer. It deciphers the scripture. Yeah. It'll bring some truth to your body. It'll make it personal. You get it? And it's because Solomon also, in Lamentations, he could start saying everything is vanity and vexation. He could say everything, none of this was worth it. Come on, man, don't do me that. You see what I'm saying? You done built me up in all these scriptures, and then you tell me it ain't another word, but you got to take into, context, what was going on. If you really take it all into context, a lot of those other people outside of Jesus are really telling you what you look like outside of Jesus. Jesus had a way. There was something about him. Right? I don't think it was skin color or his the physical attribute, but there was something about him that he carried and the way that he functioned. Then when he came in contact with people, they were ready to give it all up. Zacchaeus said, I give it all up. It was something about Jesus that gives you context. Like when you see him, you want to be him. It's something about Jesus that when Peter, he said, let me use your boat. Now, that's real random. We at work today. They was at work. He said, let me use your boat to teach these people. That's random already. And most times I'm like, yo, bro, listen, I'm on the clock. Right? He let him use the boat, launch out. He preached. And you gotta take a break because y'all working today. It's your job. You're a fisherman. And then after we said, now cash your net. He said, Peter, drop down. Lord, get away from me. I'm a sinful man, but I'm holding on to you. Then I'm going to give up my whole life. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to give up my whole entire life to come with you. What kind of context is this? What is going on here? And so now, everything outside of the red words, right? Because Jesus is the ultimate context. Christ is the ultimate context, right? Everything outside of that is showing me what I could look like outside of him. And you'd be a good churchgoer, a good Christian. And you're strong most of the time. Right? But then might be coming about much serving. You might get caught up by the duties. Right? And miss sitting at the feet. Right? I might hear from God and he tell me I'm going to have a child in my old age. But we're going to laugh at it. Because ain't no way he was talking about us. Right? And it's a possibility I can fall into all those places. So when I'm falling, I'm losing my foot and I don't know what I'm doing. I get to Jesus. Boom. And it's like, this is who you really are. This is the real context of you. This didn't ask you what you did. This ain't built on how good you are. This is built on love. The ultimate context. Are y'all understanding me? So now when we talk context, you know, we can go, this is your book, huh? I got your book. I thought I had a book up here. We can start talking about literary, and we talked about that with literary and historical and cultural and theological and geographical. Well, you know, the scripture says, right? Jesus Christ is the same when? Yes. Therefore, that means it doesn't matter where he is, he's still the same. It doesn't matter when he is, he's still the same. It doesn't matter who. I'm talking about you. He's still the same. Many times we think that we got a situation that's beyond. No, we ain't got no situation that's beyond that. He the same in your situation too. And you get the same results. You should be doing the works that I do. You believe on me, the works that I do what? You do also, and greater works because I go unto my Father. He's trying to say you get the same thing. We can go literary, historical, cultural, geographical, theological. It all leads to the same place. Jesus is amazing. God did a work when he sent Jesus. He did a work when he sent you too. No, he did. You just don't know it yet because we got to go. Christ is the what? You bring yourself into context. How well you think you know yourself? You don't know until you get the context, right? Now that is enough time. That understanding right there, what we just said just now, is enough for me to somewhat stay buried in this. Like, that's enough for me to, I'll keep my head in them Gospels. Hey, yes, go read Proverbs. What's today? 26, so tomorrow, 27. Go read Proverbs 27 tomorrow. Amen. And then go read something in the Gospels. You got some context. Are y'all getting me? That's it, amen.